Mindhunter, Inside the FBI's Elite Serial Crime Unit, by John Douglas and Mark Olshaker. Read by John Douglas.
Put yourself in the position of the hunter. That's what I have to do when I'm trying to catch a killer. Think of one of those nature films. A lion sees this huge herd of antelope. Somehow the lion locks on a single one. He's trained himself to sense weakness, vulnerability, something different in one antelope that makes it the most likely victim. It's the same with certain people. If I'm one of them, then I'm on the hunt daily, looking for my victim of opportunity. Let's say I'm at a shopping mall. I go into the video arcade, and as I look over the 50 or so children playing there, I've got to be able to profile that potential prey. In a split second, I've got to figure out which of those 50 children is the vulnerable one. Then I've got to get this child out of the mall quietly and without creating any suspicion. I can't afford any mistakes. It's the thrill of the hunt that gets these guys going. In some ways, they're all the same. But it's the ways they are different and the clues that they leave to their individual personalities that have led us to a new weapon in the interpretation of certain types of violent crimes and the hunting, apprehension, and prosecution of their perpetrators. I spent most of my professional career as an FBI special agent trying to develop that weapon. In the case of every horrible crime, there is always that searing...